Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour here. The phones are open, and you can join us. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We haven't talked about the latest shooting. There was one that happened today in, I guess, a suburb of Chicago. But that one is definitely in the news. We can discuss that with you tonight. It's Ian.
Nobody. And TJ the Spy.
There's a little bit more to this Reuters piece where they're talking about gold as an alternative to the U.S. dollar. They mentioned specifically the gold back, which many of the hosts on this show are big fans of. It had a major presence at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. It was one of the top two sponsors. There were only two at that that tier of sponsorship, and it was our friend Mark Warden, the Porcupine real estate agent, and the good folks from Utah. They brought all the, you know, came all the way out from Utah to set up a major tent at Porkfest this year. And one of the things I did was when I was there for a short period of time, I was only there for one day, you know, like an 8-hour day basically. And I went around, I talked to a couple of the merchants, the vendors at Porkfest, a couple that I knew, like Zeffin, who's one of the activists that moved a couple years ago. He was doing I think he called it the ATF booth, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms or something like that. And
as a convenience store.
Yes,
which convenience is what store. That organization always should have been.
Yeah, so and I asked him, I said, well, what, you know, how have your sales been as far as what portion, you know, people have been buying with gold backs as compared to cryptocurrency, as compared to the U.S. dollar? And he said it was about a third each. So a good chunk of his business was coming from gold backs. He showed me a huge stack of gold backs people had bought with. And nice. So, yeah, I'm really happy to see that kind of stuff going on.
I really think that the one thing that should be added to that, because one of the few things that's inconvenient with gold backs is the denomination. Because even one gold back is like $4.
Yep,
it would
true.
Be great if there was a gold back based token that you could make change in.
Yeah.
So basically, oh, okay, I owe you, you know, a quarter of a gold back back. I'll send you a quarter of a token, and then you could take your, once you had in your wallet, if you have a full gold back, you could trade it for an actual physical, gold back. I'd really like to see one, see something like that develop over time.
I think a lot of people would appreciate that instead of sort of the traditional method of giving somebody change in dollars or change in dollar coins or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, who wants that stuff?
Yeah, well, the math is awkward, is the thing. It's nice to have a, it would be nice to be on the same scale when you're giving change as not.
A little bit more here from the story I wanted to share. So they talk about they've talked about these alternatives. They talked about the gold back. They talked about something else called Glint Pay, which is like a debit card where you're paying from a gold balance. Sort of like there's crypto-backed debit cards where you can pay out of a Bitcoin balance. So now there's one of those for gold. And they say here in the Reuters piece, in some ways, the interest in gold currencies overlaps with the cryptocurrency movement, which is popular and at least in part due to a desire for decentralized financial systems. People are seeking more privacy as cash becomes less common, and proposed central bank digital currencies risk giving some institutions more control over people's finances than ever before.
Yeah, well, the Canadian truckers were a great illustration of that. Oh, the government doesn't like what you're spending your money on? The government can just take it.
Yeah, absolutely. That, you're right. It was one of the most important lessons to come out of that entire Canadian trucker 3-week, 4-week long episode was when they tried to crack down, and for the most part, unsuccessfully crack down on the truckers.
Well, they also tried to the Hong Kong hodlers. They sent, like, $300,000 worth of Bitcoin, and Trudeau was furious, but there were people going around with like $8,000, they put the private keys for $8,000 of Bitcoin in an envelope, and they just started passing them out to truckers, because they were having their bank account shut down.
Yes. Yeah. And that was what the real takeaway was that if you've got value in a bank account, it's as good as the government's. They can just come right into the bank, tell the bank to mm-hmm. hand it over, and they hand it over every single time. But as far as stopping cryptocurrency use, they might be able to see the Bitcoin on the blockchain, but they sure as hell can't see the Monero, which is the one of the world's top privacy mm-hmm. coins. And at some point, people started handing out Monero to some of those truck drivers up in Canada, and that's almost completely untouchable.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, now, what they can do, though, which is important to note, is seize whatever you've got on an exchange.
Correct.
Because once you're in a regulated business, they own you.
Yeah, and it was, I don't know if it was at that time, but I think it, maybe it was, there were the exchange operators, the biggies in the United States. So there's Coinbase and Kraken. These are two of the largest exchanges domestically. They were actually posting publicly statements like, "We cannot protect you. If you have crypto on our exchange, pull it off of the exchange because we cannot keep it safe." Mm-hmm. You know, so they, you know, to their credit, as bad as they might be in a lot of different ways, the Kraken exchange seems to be run by a pretty principled libertarian guy. He's been making headlines recently.
And that's just the reality of being in that kind of business.
Yep, because they have to.
If they want to take your money and the exchange says no, they'll just take the exchange.
Sure. They'll destroy their lives, like yeah. they're trying to do with us.
Yeah. You know, they with the government, if you're not with us, you're against us.
Exact figures on how common gold is used as tender are not available as transactions are private. Joe Cavatoni, regional CEO, USA at the World Gold Council, said gold is more popular as an investment because it performs well during times of uncertainty, though state governments are also removing some barriers to its use as a currency. So, for instance, Utah recognized gold and silver as legal tender back in 2011, and Oklahoma and Arizona have followed. Other states are increasingly lifting tax restrictions when it comes to gold, which is interesting.
Yeah, that would be a really important thing because you really shouldn't be paying taxes on converting your money from one form to another.
Yeah, good point. J.P. Cortez, policy director of the Sound Money Defense League, said that 41 states have wholly or partially exempted gold and silver from sales tax, with another 5 considering legislation to do the same. Of course, we don't have that problem here in New Hampshire.
Unless you're going to eat it hot.
We don't have a sales tax.
They did that in Game of Thrones. It didn't look good.
The group is also working with legislators to remove capital gains taxes. And that goes back to what you were saying. Nobody, mm-hmm. If you're trying to sell the gold that you have acquired, some governments want to take a piece of that. Arizona has eliminated state capital gains tax on precious metals, though most states continue to levy this, and the taxes are also payable at a federal level. Now, I know New Hampshire doesn't have a sales tax. Does New Hampshire have a capital gains tax? I wouldn't think that it does, right?
Because I can never keep track of how many taxes I'm evading.
Because there's no income tax in the state of New Hampshire, and usually capital gains kind of gets roped in with all that, right?
Yeah, I mean, capital gains is just income tax at a lower rate because they want to encourage people to invest, but that also, Milton Friedman pointed out that that's actually had some huge impacts on business, which is if a business pays out a dividend, then it's
to an investor. You mean
to an investor? Mm-hmm. Then it's taxed at the rate of regular income.
Mm.
If the investor sells stock, then it's taxed at the much lower capital gains rate. And as a result of that, businesses have an incentive to retain money. And once they and instead of paying out dividends, to acquire more businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that's driven the development of conglomerates. And there's some awkward things about that economically.
There's more to come here. You can join us. That's the story, basically, from Reuters. I'll post the link over on our social media platform, which you can join at social.freetalklive.com and have a lot more freedom to express yourself. It is not some sort of mega corporate big tech platform. We run the thing. It's on our server, social.freetalklive.com. We can talk about this alleged shooter today. Well, I've been digging up a little bit of info on him, and you can share your thoughts as well. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
You can join us here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. Got another young male alleged shooter that has apparently, I believe he's been captured at this point.
They ought to ban young males.
Young males do tend to be the people who commit the most violent crimes, but
yeah,
they're probably not going anywhere.
Maybe we need to have a government program to increase violence in young women. That way we can equal the violence gap.
Yeah, because it's really evidence of the misogyny of this society that females are not equally represented in the same proportion of their numbers in mass
among shooters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's clearly the mass shooting business has a misogyny problem.
So there was a video that came out earlier today of a parade, you know, a variety of Independence Day parades going on around the country. This one in Highland Park, Illinois, and some shots apparently were captured in the video. It wasn't actual footage of the shooting itself, but somebody, you know, you could hear ostensibly that in the video, and that's what kind of sparked online interest in this, and now they have taken somebody named Robert E. Cremo, a 22-year-old, has been taken into custody, and now, of course, the internet is doing its investigating of this individual. Some people are saying that he is a right-winger. Other people are saying, no, he's actually a liberal. In fact, there was an image I saw, and I should have kept it on my computer, but one of Cremo's own posts, he claims to have been a victim of MK Ultra.
Oh, really?
Do you know what that is?
I do, because I worked in the intelligence community. So
can you define it for our listeners?
MK Ultra was a real intelligence program, but it investigated things like mind control and use of LSD to control the mind, and a lot of non-consenting subjects, harp towers and radio waves and ESP. Mm. There was a whole bunch of stuff.
They did a lot of weird things. They did things like scoop people up off the streets, hire prostitutes to pick them up, and then dose them with like LSD against their knowledge.
To see how much the Dons would
LSD
say.
LSD is generally a good thing, I think. I like LSD,
but
I wouldn't want to get it without my consent and without my knowledge. That would be terrifying.
Well, and you want to do a psychedelic in a comfortable place with people you care about, not a bunch of CIA agents in a dark, dank dungeon or whatever.
I don't want to do anything with CIA agents. I make an exception for TJ.
You know, I'm thinking September 30th of this year, it would mark my 20th year at the agency if I would have stayed, and I'd be getting ready for retirement.
When you were with the NSA?
Yeah, when I was with the NSA, and I would be marking, you know, like, wow, I'd be making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year as a senior executive or a senior engineer, and I joke half-heartedly, but like what Edward Snowden did, he was pulling in $150,000-$200,000 a year, and he was stationed in Hawaii. And I said, if you stationed me in Hawaii and gave me a couple hundred grand a year, I'd live with James and let them poop all over the Constitution.
Oh my!
Well, I can know you can be bought.
You can be bought. You know, it's good, and it's good. It's good for you guys that the FBI. You know, if they were to come by and say, we'll give you $50,000 to throw Ian under the bus, I'd say, make it 100 and I'll say whatever you want.
Wow.
Nah, I am teasing.
Well, if that ever happens, we'll be sure to play that little part of testimony.
Yes.
according to a report over at Fox News, the individual here they're claiming may have been the shooter in Highland Park today. Again, 22-year-old Robert E. Cremo III. He weighs all of 120 pounds, had neck-length brown hair, tattoos, including 4 tally marks with a line through them on his right cheek.
Really?
Yeah. Is that like kind of like a teardrop, basically?
I don't know. The teardrop thing used to indicate that you had killed somebody.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it sounds like this wasn't, I mean, they have these shootings in Chicago all the time because mm-hmm. Chicago has huge gun control, so most people are helpless.
Right.
But usually they don't make a big deal out of it because it's a liberal city, and so it's not like when it happens in Texas and it's news. And so it's interesting that this one gets caught on video, and all of a sudden it's a big deal that people are getting shot in Chicago when people are always getting shot in Chicago.
That's true, but is it five or six all at once? Apparently there's at least six dead from this shooting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if there's a drive-by shooting, a lot of those end up classified as mass shootings. And a lot of the things that they call mass shootings when they come up with their, oh, there is this crazy number of mass shootings in the United States, the way you get from school shootings to mass shootings and suddenly having a huge number is you include drive-bys by gangbangers
yeah.
who will just spray bullets all over the place, and they might hit four people, but it's just doing business for them. They do it all the time, and it doesn't make news normally, but it gets counted in the statistics because technically a mass shooting is just any event involving a gun where more than four people are shot.
Cremo apparently is known as Awake the Rapper, and he...
Ah, that guy's got to be a conservative.
Well, that's one of the debates about him right now, I think, is what are his actual viewpoints. According to the story here, his dad is a local, you know, mover and shaker in Highland Park. He owns a deli, Bob's Pantry and Deli, and according to a Facebook account, the father ran for Highland Park mayor as recently as 2020. Cremo has been uploading music to his internet accounts as early as age 11. He's now 22, but first gained traction with his 2016 track By the Pond. His estimated net worth is $100,000, and I guess that's according to his own reporting. The rapper released a cryptic track called Are You Awake? In October of 2021, the track appears to suggest that Cremo was planning a life-defining act beyond his ability to stop. The video includes drawings of a man aiming a rifle at another person, also an image of a newspaper clipping about Lee Harvey Oswald, and another image of a victim with blood spraying from the body.
Well, and he claims, I can't remember if we've said on the air or only off the air, that he's been talking about MK Ultra.
There was an image I saw, and I don't know where it came from, that ostensibly was one of his pictures from social media or something, where he claims that he is a victim of MK Ultra.
Well, another person who, according to one of the guests on the Joe Rogan podcast, who's studied MK Ultra extensively, who was supposedly an MK Ultra victim, is Charles Manson. And one of the MK Ultra psychiatrists was actually involved in a Charles Manson case and was assigned to be his court-ordered psychiatrist while he was on trial.
Wow. We got more coming up here. If you want to weigh in on this alleged shooter today in Highland Park, Illinois, you can join us here at 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A manhunt is underway for the person of interest in a mass shooting that resulted in at least six killed and at least 30 people injured north of Chicago. a gunman on a rooftop opened fire on an Independence Day parade in Highland Park, Illinois. That city's police chief, Luke Jogman, says they are looking for 22-year-old Robert Bobby Cremo III.
We have numerous federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies working on apprehending this person of interest. We continue to receive tips from the public and law enforcement partners, and we are following up on every one of them.
Law enforcement declined to say how they identified Cremo. Police have not released any details about the victims. President Biden said he and First Lady Jill Biden were shocked by the incident. He added that federal law enforcement has been sent to assist in the search for the gunman. Wall Street closed today because of the 4th of July holiday. This is USA Radio News. Danish police say the deadly shooting at a Copenhagen shopping center over the weekend was a lone wolf scenario. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports the 22-year-old suspect has been charged with murder.
Two Danish citizens, both age 17, and a 47-year-old Russian citizen were killed in Sunday's attack. Police said the suspect, described as an ethnic Dane, had mental health issues, and there was no indication of a terror motive. The suspect will be remanded in a closed psychiatric ward for 24 days to be evaluated. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
U.S. officials have concluded that Al Jazeera journalist Shirlene Abu Akleh was likely killed last May from gunfire from Israeli positions, but adds her shooting was not intentional. A spokesman for the State Department says a detailed forensic analysis was conducted by independent third-party examiners. He adds the bullet was so badly damaged that it prevented a clear conclusion from being reached as to who fired the shot. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Looking at the case of a man named Robert Cremo, C-R-I-M-O. Somebody else pointed out, the dude's name means crime. Apparently. This is his family name. It's not his rap name. He does have
His father's a mayor, so apparently crime is a family business.
Good point. His dad ran for mayor. I don't think he actually succeeded. His dad owns a deli, apparently, in Highland Park. But they're saying that this may have been the shooter today. There's apparently several people that were shot to death in this alleged situation in Highland Park, and that's what we're looking at right now. Of course, the mainstream media is saying, well, this person is a right-winger, and there's evidence of him apparently attending a Trump rally. That doesn't mean he supported Trump, right? Like, there's a lot of people that attended Trump rallies to counter-protest or to protest Trump. But they also found another image of him wearing a Trump flag, I guess, in his home. However, I did find the image in question that I mentioned a few moments ago, where ostensibly it is it looks like a screen capture from, I'm guessing, an Instagram account. Now, I suspect Instagram's already taken this account down, so it's, of course, very difficult to verify these things.
Well, you don't want people to have accurate information about what's going on.
Right, or to be able to do their own research.
Yeah, that's what's disappointing, is that you don't even have to be a mass shooter. Just being accused of being a mass shooter, you get memory hold from the internet.
Correct. Yep. And in this case, Robert_Cremo_3, because he's the third Robert Cremo, It says here, quote, yes, I'm a product of MK Ultra and I am a liberal. This is a statement he attached to one of his own photographs of himself here. So what are his actual beliefs? Who knows? Was he actually, you know, an MK Ultra victim? It's a great question, but we're still learning about him. He has been taken into custody, by the way.
But the thing we do know is that gun control is still working for Chicago just as well as it ever has.
Yeah, meaning that they just gave this guy a shooting gallery of unarmed people
that
he could just blast away
That's what I always said. Like, you know, anytime I see it says no guns allowed, I'm like, oh, this is a perfect killing place.
This
kill
is a
people.
Dangerous place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why I felt very safe at Porkfest because everyone was toting and... I said, well, you'd be kind of crazy to come try to do a mass shooting here because you wouldn't get very far.
You'll never have a mass shooting at a gun show.
Mm-mm.
Just doesn't happen.
You could have an attempted shooting at a gun show, and that's about as far as
it's
going.
And then you'd have a shooter that looked like Swiss cheese.
Yeah. the story here from Heavy.com, the five fast facts you need to know about Robert Cremo III. He's an aspiring rapper with deep Highland Park family ties. He's been accused of being the mass shooter at the 4th of July parade today. He's been arrested. And according to the story here, they say he goes by the name Bobby Cremo, and a disturbing and voluminous social media trail emerged for the shooter that shows weaponry and an obsession with mass shootings. In 2019, he shared a random video of Donald Trump's motorcade. Cremo, whose music was recorded under the name Awake the Rapper, was also photographed at a Trump rally. Another picture shows him with a Trump flag around his shoulders. He was believed to be driving a silver Honda, blah, blah, blah. According to this story, his family has long ties to Highland Park. His dad ran for mayor, as we talked about. He's a pantry and deli owner there in town. Cremo is also, let's see here, disturbing YouTube videos have emerged in which Cremo refers to himself as a sleepwalker walking blindly into the night.
Hmm.
The account, of course, has been deleted on YouTube, but he says, quote, like a sleepwalker, I know what I have to do. I know what's in it, not only for me, but for everyone else. There is no past or future, just the now. It's more abstract than I can ever imagine. I can feel the atmosphere pulling me in. It's unstoppable. I need to leave now. I need to just do it. It is my destiny. Everything has led up to this. Yep. Nothing can stop me, even myself.
Sounds like the rantings of a crazy person to me.
Yep. And the sad thing is, we can't even look and confirm what was or was not on his YouTube or on his Instagram. Basically, once they've memory-holed you, you know, they can say whatever they want about what was there before it was taken down, and you don't know
for sure
or not. Nobody was watching before he became notorious.
Well, apparently he did have some level of followers prior to today because he was a rapper.
Yeah, I guess that's true in this case. He was somewhat public.
And you do have to give some of the internet people credit. Like, they are pretty quick with, once the name comes out, going and finding him, like the guys at 4chan, for instance, like these guys, this is what they do, right? They
weaponized autism.
Yeah, they go in, they've already got the YouTube downloader software, right? So they just punch in, you know, the dude's username, and then it just zips down whatever files that they can grab from his YouTube channel before YouTube shuts it down. Now, if it's a channel with a ton of videos, they're probably not going to get through them all, so it will, you know, the YouTube crackdown will still have an effect, but they will get some of them, and they apparently did get some of them. So there are already some of the rap videos from this person have been saved to other places. Mm-hmm. You can download MP4s of them at this point on various different 4chan threads. So
I'm surprised you haven't been memory holed, Ian,
because I'm still alive, so it's harder to do that. I still have a radio show that they certainly tried to shut our studio down by, you know, smashing a Bearcat into nobody's front door and smashing the windows out, and
they would have done it. Yeah, wires. I know it's really interesting because I saw the video of the second raid,
mm-hmm.
and it's almost bringing like deja vu back because it brings back the first raid. You know, I've watched the first raid many, many times, and I just said,
well, they were much kinder the first time around.
Oh, of course, and no doubt that's because I was nude and my nudity was just disarming to them, right?
Well, they didn't smash any windows in here the first time around. They didn't roll a Bearcat up and do all the things that they did the
Definitely.
Second time.
I, you know, why do they just, why can't they come at 10 a.m. and say, Ian, you're under arrest, turn around. Like, nope, they got it at 6 a.m., they got to do flashbangs and break stuff.
Well, the reason is the same way, the same reason that they use those tactics against any other enemy, like Iraq, is shock and awe.
Mm-hmm.
You have
sure.
to remember the government is based on terrorism. They are based on keeping you so terrified that you never even think of fighting back. And that's the, that's how they do it. Shock and awe.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's harder to memory hole a group of people, right? Like, I'm just one host of this nationally syndicated radio show. If I get disappeared tomorrow, that doesn't shut down what we have going on here. So that's part of the reason why they targeted six people in the Crypto 6 case. But even that wasn't enough. They still weren't able to keep us off the air. We were still on that, that very same night. So I think that... You know, they could have burned the place down, and that would have done some pretty serious damage.
We have to start making contingency plans and just say, okay, now in the next federal agency raids, we have our mobile broadcast trailer pull up in a semi, and
that's already in progress, basically. So.
You got to remember the retirement plan for an activist is a bullet in the brain pan. Just ask Martin Luther King and Malcolm X.
I mean, that's not what I'm looking forward to or anything like that, but I did understand that danger was involved in activism, and that's something I came to terms with a long time ago. I mean, we all understand that. If you don't understand that, then you just don't know who you're dealing with. I mean, you're dealing with a group of psychopaths who will stop at nothing to put your movement down.
And it amazes me when people say, like, oh, there's no way that elections in the United States are rigged. Well, knowing that the CIA rigs elections all over the world. And it's like, what's going to stop them from doing that here?
Nothing.
Morals?
Nothing. They run the system.
Yeah. What's going to stop the U.S. government from making war on Americans just like they make war on anybody else they feel like? Absolutely nothing. Yeah. Certainly not their moral character.
Who believes that these people actually have morals? Is that person in our audience tonight? If so, call in at 603-283-6160. If you want to comment on the latest alleged mass shooter, you're welcome to weigh in here.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Sound from one of the videos in Highland Park today. Allegedly, the shooter was on a rooftop during a parade. It's a fairly short clip, about 26 seconds. It sounds like he empties maybe a 30-round magazine and replaces another one and then just continues to fire at people. In this parade, claiming on a Instagram post, allegedly, that he is a victim of MK Ultra and a liberal, but also apparently attending a Trump rally with a Trump flag. There's another image of him waving a thin blue line flag, apparently, at some point. So who knows what his beliefs are, according...
Police flag is black and blue, just like 40% of their wives.
According to something else I read here, there is allegedly a manifesto, apparently like a 60-page or, a 20-something page manifesto, but it's all in
It's all a manifesto, yeah. I'm just thinking schizophrenia because people like this, I mean, they...
There's no sense to be made of this, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm. You know, they typically don't have, it's hard to, just listening to him speak, I'm like going, this sounds awful, like, you know, it's... Like, who was the guy who shot Gabby Giffords? He had schizophrenia, too. And he said something like, if words have no meaning, what is the purpose of the world? And it was just kind of like a bunch of gibberish words put together.
In the studio tonight, by the way, is Ian.
Nobody.
And TJ the Spy.
According to this story here at heavy.com, he did have a manifesto. It's 28 pages long. It's according to one man who claims to have seen it. And again, this is one of those things where you'll have to dig around because the mainstream media never actually links to these things. You have to go to 4chan and look and see if somebody's posted it. But it is composed entirely of an undeciphered sequence of numbers. There's a coinciding video to Arcturus on YouTube, which is composed of footage from the music videos of, I guess these are, I don't know if these are his videos or somebody else's, of On My Mind, Out of This World, and Toy Soldier. The numbers 23, 47, and 115 seem to be of significance in decoding this. However, so far it remains an unsolved mystery. Now, this is unusual. Normally, you get just a rambling
page
manifesto.
After page about what the government's doing to them or what they're, you know, there's some crazy conspiracy theory that they're mind controlled by Harp Towers.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen a shooter like this with a encoded 28-page manifesto. So there's there's some sort of, you know, decryption, basically, that will have to be done.
I mean, I'm kind of thinking of the Zodiac Killer, but that was, you know, he didn't want to be caught. This guy, you know, wrote a manifesto, which indicates he's probably more suicidal than anything.
Let's go to your calls here. We got David on the line in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, MK Ultra, you're talking about that in the context that you have been, that you're familiar with. Let me give you some information. You can digest it however you want. 1963, a first cousin of my mother, which would be whatever that is to me, was a Marine artillery stationed in Alaska, and no criminal record whatsoever, no behavioral problems whatsoever. Did drink alcohol, though, was at a corporate store. I don't remember if it was a Chili's or it was one of those types in Anchorage, and had a number of beers, and there was some sort of a disagreement at that store, at that restaurant, and I don't know the exact nature. I just have very limited information, but no previous history of bad behavior other than that what I just noted just now.
Mm-hmm.
Left that bar, went home, put on his military dress blues, grabbed his military issued rifle, and killed a couple people.
Wow.
Like I said, no history. And he spent 28 years in prison for it and died a few years ago.
Hmm.
And he suspects that somebody he left his beer unattended on multiple occasions to go use the restroom at the restaurant. And he suspects that somebody put something in his beer while he was in the restroom, and, you know, what might be LSD. And so the only question, which it sounds plausible to me, knowing the person, I knew him all my life until he passed away. The question is, was he a victim of an MK Ultra poisoning, or was somebody playing a prank? I mean, this was 1963, so some hippie may have for fun, or some Marine buddy for fun might have dropped some LSD in his beer. But, you know, we'll never know.
I'll say this, you know, nobody, I definitely want you to weigh in as the resident psychonaut here. But as far as LSD is concerned, psychedelics like that don't tend to result in violence amongst their users. They tend to result in the opposite. They tend to result in, you know, more peaceful behavior and the feeling of oneness with their fellow man.
Yeah, it's... And it's hard to say what the effect would be if you didn't know you'd taken it.
That was my next comment. Is he had no idea. He wasn't voluntarily going on some trip. He had no idea that he was ingesting this, if that's what happened.
Yeah. And, you know, if somebody slips something in his drink, there's no reason to believe that that thing was LSD.
Mm-hmm.
It could be any random chemical agent. The thing that I've noticed about, or one of the things that I've noticed about these school shooters, is they're almost always on some kind of psychotropic drug.
SSRIs.
Sometimes SSRIs, antidepressants. So there's no telling. I mean, a one in a million drug reaction will happen 300 times if you feed that drug to the entire U.S. population.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about this theory, TJ, the potential drugging?
You know, that was the thing, is I've been on acid and 3,4-5-trimethoxyphenethylamine, which is mescaline, and, you know, I didn't feel any anger. I felt more curiosity and inquisitiveness than anything. It was just like, wow, I can see why this drug is so powerful. And why isn't it legalized? Because I think it would help a lot of people, especially with certain psychiatric disorders.
Well, Johns Hopkins will back you up on that.
Yeah, I just said this medicine, I don't know what psychiatric disease it treats, but it has to be a medicine of some kind. And
go ahead.
No. I was just pontificating, like, why is it illegal? And Ian thinks it's because the government doesn't want people to get along with each other. They actually want people to be mistrusting and
Well, yeah, that's why alcohol is completely legal, which, of course, is more likely to send people off on an insane, violent tear and causes all kinds of destruction in people's lives. And that's definitely more of the interest of the government to have people addicted to something deleterious like that as opposed to something that can help bring them together, like MDMA or mushrooms or something like that.
Yeah, well, if we were all sane, we wouldn't have a government.
Mm, great point.
Yeah, a couple more quick clues in this is, one, he was drinking at a commercial establishment, meaning that he was being served. Of course, it was 1963, and I believe that he had probably over a period of like 3 hours had about 12 beers. So he was drinking 12 beers, but it was over a period of 3 hours, mm-hmm. which means you have maybe like 4 ounces in your system at any given time. And he had a happily married life. He was in his, I don't know, mid-20s, late-20s, something like that. And the other clue was that it took 5 cops to hold him down physically. One guy, and he's just an average-sized guy, and it took 5 cops to hold him down.
Well, a strength reaction like that would make me think if it was any well-known drug, maybe PCP.
Phencyclidine, angel dust. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, exactly the same one. That was prior to ketamine. They used phencyclidine for anesthesia, and it's called angel dust for a reason. It causes you to have amnesia, and some people, though, about 10%, have an adverse violent reaction to it. They get very agitated and become very angry on it. So it's not everybody, but that's why they had to stop giving it, and they start giving ketamine now if they want to intubate you in the ER.
Yeah, PCP is one of the drugs that I won't go near. I don't have any interest in that stuff.
Thank you, David, for the call here tonight. I'm sure we'll be learning more about the alleged shooter in Highland Park as time goes on. Of course, the internet sleuths are busy doing all the digging that they can possibly do. It's a very, very insane case, and of course will not be the last one. Best thing you can do to protect yourself is be able to carry a gun and be in a place where other people
and wear a bulletproof vest.
where other people are able to carry guns. Because like you say, this doesn't happen in places like New Hampshire, where a good chunk of, if there are thousands of people in the streets watching a parade here in New Hampshire, I don't know what percentage of them have guns, but it's a good amount of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that makes a big difference when it comes to some lunatic trying to shoot somebody. Out of time tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Peace out.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.